Donald Trump's fixer, Michael Cohen, has pled guilty to lying to Congress to help Trump. Late in the campaign, Trump was praising Vladimir Putin and secretly still seeking a big hotel deal in Moscow. Trump tweeted, all caps, "I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing." Last year, he said the closest he came to Russia was selling a Palm Beach mansion to a Russian oligarch 10 years ago. Trump lied to us, but Cohen lied to Congress. That's a crime. Trump may have suborned perjury. That's a crime. If the deal included a $50 million penthouse for Putin, that might violate U.S. laws, too. Putin knew Trump was lying about Trump's huge conflict of interest. That gave Putin more leverage. Trump has continued to be real nice to Russia. But many Republicans still support Trump. People who say they care about our national security, law and order, and Christian ethics. The Cohen plea suggests we'll soon hear more details of Trump's misconduct. I wonder what Trump said about the Moscow project in recent written statements to Mueller. Trump has hired a con man as his puppet attorney general and has stepped up attacks on Mueller to prepare us for Mueller's possible firing. Of course, Mueller's a Republican and a highly ethical FBI guy. But Senate Republicans showed signs of life this week. They're disgusted by Trump's closeness with Saudi Arabia, despite the murder of a journalist. And they're angry Trump won't let his CIA chief testify about that. So they may finally stop our years-long help with Saudi war crimes in Yemen. Senator Jeff Flake, the swing vote on the Judiciary Committee, says no more Trump judicial nominees get through till the Senate votes on protecting Mueller from Trump. Are these folks concerned for our country or just rats leaving a sinking ship? Voters made a huge mistake 2 years ago. Many had good reasons, such as lost jobs and dying rural counties Trump promised to revive. As voters learn more about Trump's other lies, they're also learning he can't do what he promised. He can't revive coal. It costs way too much, and the whole world is turning away from coal to help save our climate. It's hard to admit mistakes. As a kid, I felt dumb when I supported Lyndon Johnson's campaign, which portrayed Barry Goldwater as a crazy warmonger, then watched Johnson escalate the Vietnam War. The Democrats abandoned Johnson. The Republicans dropped Nixon in 1974. Sometimes our values and our national interest outweigh loyalty to a sitting president we helped elect. But these days, that's like Ohio State football fans rooting for Michigan because their head coach lied in court. Ain't gonna happen. Unless Republican leaders see that Trump's greed and lies could hurt them too.